Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Topic that I touched on last week was about choosing faith over fear. I want to talk to you again today about faith. Just as I pray and think about topics that God would want me to speak to help people have hope, the topic that's kind of been heavy on my mind and heart here in January of 2020 as we kick off this new year, this new decade, is the word faith. I see a lot of people that are followers of Jesus, and life has just been really hard, just really beating them up, and they've gotten really, really discouraged. And maybe that's you today. You're thinking, you know, man, I love Jesus. I know I'm going to heaven, but just got to be honest, struggling in my faith. And I'm glad that you tuned in today because I believe God wants to speak to you today and wants to encourage you. And the title of my talk today and tomorrow is, you remember those milk ads a few years ago that would say, got milk? And I want to talk to you today and ask you that question. Have you got faith? Have you got faith? And I'm not talking about, yes, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I'm talking about, do you really have that faith that when life has gotten really hard and you keep getting knocked down and there keeps being more days at the end of the month than there is money in your checking account, or you still don't have that return phone call from your son or daughter, or you still have that loved one that's struggling with addiction, and you're like, is, you know, God, are you still there? Are you on the throne today? Where are you? And so I hope to encourage you. I want to share five steps that have helped me in the past in my life. And obviously it's not an exhaustive list, but just some simple steps that might help you stay in faith in your personal relationship with Jesus here as we get in the middle of January here in this new year of 2020. I'm basing this off Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to talk verses 1 and 2 and verse 6 out of chapter 11. Of course, chapter 11 is known as the Heroes of Faith chapter. And if you kind of are struggling with doubt, be a great chapter to go read. It's only got 39 verses in it, and several people that you know through stories in the Bible, Moses, Abraham, and Sarah, Noah, Rahab. I mean, the list goes on and on, but there's seven or eight, I believe, different people that are talked about in that short chapter. It's only 39 verses. So, but I'm going to start today with Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 and 6. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And we know without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. We'll read that again. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And we know without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and God rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 and 6. And I want to share five steps that I think can help you live in faith in 2020. And the first one, and this sounds so simple, and if you're listening in the morning, you're off to a good start, but I'm going to spell out the word faith as my five steps, F-A-I-T-H. And the first one with the letter F is, you've got to find time for Jesus every morning. I really believe with all my heart. I know some people say, well, I'm not really a morning person, and I'm not saying you got to have 30 minutes. I mean, that'd be great, but you've got to find 2 or 3 minutes at least, and then I believe you'll really build upon that as you spend more time with Jesus in the morning. But let's be honest, the battle is real as soon as you get out of bed in the morning. Jesus warned us in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And I believe, for me at least, and I think for a lot of you listening, that it starts right in my mind and those thoughts. And when you put Jesus first there in the morning at some point, he just kind of helps get things in line for the day. And I love that, you know, since God sent Jesus, he came down to us to be one of us for 33 years, that even though Jesus probably didn't have to spend time with God, yet I think that Jesus came to model for us how we should have a personal relationship with God. And Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says, Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And so right there is just a great example that sometimes you do have to get up a little earlier and maybe get that coffee going or your drink of choice with caffeine and just spend some time with God. I know some people are like, well, I don't like to read early in the morning, but they listen to Hope Is Here while they're getting ready in the morning for work, while they're in the shower, while they're shaving, getting ready for work. And I've had a couple of guys tell me that, and they're getting their hearts and minds right. And then later that morning, maybe in their mid-morning break at work, they take a few minutes and read some scripture. But I just believe with all my heart that if you want to have faith through the battles you're dealing with, you got to find time for Jesus in the morning. And I really would encourage you to get into his word. I try to use several scriptures, usually during my 14 minutes on Hope Is Here. And Jesus, when he started his ministry, he got baptized at the age of 30. Of course, he went out into the desert and prayed and fasted. And of course, the enemy came to him. And you can imagine how hungry Jesus was after not eating anything for 40 days. And Satan tempted him, told him, why don't you turn those rocks into bread if you're the Son of God? Talking about somebody talking smack to you, my goodness. I mean, that was Satan get right in Jesus' grill. And yet, I love Jesus' response. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So today, right now, maybe you're feeling weak and maybe not because you've not had any food and you fasted, but your spirit, your soul, your heart, your emotions, you feel worn out and weak. And I promise you, I know in my own life through the flood, the bankruptcy, the divorce, and just through other seasons of just really deep valleys of walking through some discouragement, and we've all been there, that when I find time with God, he's always faithful to show up. And sometimes I maybe read a chapter of the Bible that I've read before, or just a few verses even, if I'm in a hurry, and maybe I've got something underlined or highlighted, but I'll be in that same passage of Scripture, and something that's never spoken to me before will speak to me and help carry me to get through maybe a really challenging day. So, man, I want to challenge you to say, you know what, I'm going to – I know people break New Year's resolutions all the time, and that's just kind of part of the deal. And here we are already on July 20th, or January 20th, should I say. Hello. I wish it was July. Love summertime here in Kentucky. But here we are January 20th, and I've already broken my New Year's resolution, spend more time with God. Hey, start over again. Nope, not too late to start. Again, you know, you can make a brand new ending. So I want to encourage you first to find time for Jesus in the morning to help you in your faith in 2020. Second thing that I think can help you live in faith in 2020 is ask Jesus to join you throughout the day. Ask Jesus to join you throughout the day. I mean, it's one thing to spend a few minutes with him in the morning, but then we kind of put God on the shelf and just say, okay, thanks. Maybe I'll get back to you at lunchtime when I pray over my food. And yet, I am finding over the last few years that if I can just invite Jesus to join me throughout the day, my day just goes a lot better. My circumstances might not change, but the way I handle those change and my response to things, how I react, how I handle disappointment, discouragement. Psalm chapter 145, verses 18 and 19 says, the Lord is near to all who call on him and to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills of those who fear or respect him. The Lord also hears their cry and he saves them. And so God is with you. He wants to be near you. When you call on him and ask him to be there, it says he'll fulfill the desire of those who fear or respect him. And if you respect God and recognize him as the very one that gave you breath this morning and this evening, whenever you listen this afternoon, and realize that he will hear your cry and he will save you, man, that's great motivation, I think, to be able to spend time with God throughout the day. One of the things that I have started doing new this year that I always try to find maybe some way I can grow in my relationship with Jesus and grow spiritually. We want to grow physically, mentally, maybe financially, and yet also we want to grow spiritually. One of the ways that I'm trying to involve Jesus more in my daily life is there's a new Pause app by John Eldridge. And John Eldridge wrote one of my top 10 books of all time called Wild at Heart. And I would encourage you, especially if you're a man, to read this book. But even for the ladies listening out there, it just kind of talks about a man and God's relationship with him. And I've had women that I know that have read it says it helped them understand their husband a little bit better. Then also for their sons, I've got single moms that listen. And I want to encourage you, maybe that's a book that you read to help maybe understand God's the way God's wired us guys up and how he speaks to us and some of the things that are important to men. And John Eldridge wrote a book last year called Get Your Life Back. And he started this Pause app because what he was trying to say, the theme through this book, is that we have gotten so busy being on that treadmill of life that sometimes we kind of edge God out. And we don't mean to. But I heard a pastor say one time that, you know, as we get older in life, especially if we've had any success, that sometimes we start to develop an ego. And he said, I don't mean necessarily just pride and things, but we start to EGO, edge God out. Edge God out. You know, life starts going pretty well. We've got enough money in the bank. Our health's pretty good. Family relationships are going well. And then all of a sudden, you know, we start to edge God out a little bit at a time, stop maybe attending church as frequently as we used to, stop going to our men's or women's Bible study, our life group, stop spending time with God each day. And the culture's really good at doing that, good at keeping us busy. And I've gotten guilty different seasons in my life of doing what I call drive-through time with God. And, you know, it's okay. It's not about perfect attendance. God's not looking up in heaven, checking boxes out whether you spent time with him each day. But it's because he wants a personal relationship with you. You spend time with those who you love. And this Pause app that John Eldridge started, the way I've got it set up is that at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., the app sends me a little reminder. It's time for a pause. And if I'm available, maybe I'm not exactly available at 10 or 2 p.m., but two things that happen when I see that. One, it reminds me, have I checked in with God, invited him to kind of evaluate where we are at in the day and invite him to join me in the rest of my day? And if I can, I'll try to. Maybe it's not right at 10 o'clock or 2 p.m. At some point, listen to this 1 minute just kind of word of encouragement. It basically, with some very relaxing music, just says, God, I just want to invite you to be in my day and want to invite you to be a part of every conversation I have, every thought I think, and may my actions be pleasing to you. And maybe just a couple other words of encouragement and just a time to pause. And then it just says, okay, God, thank you for being with me today. And so that 1 minute just does a great job of kind of calming me and getting me refocused about having God be a part of all my interactions during my day. So I want to encourage you to check out the Pause app, P-A-U-S-E, the Pause app by John Eldridge. It's based off a book he wrote recently called Get Your Life Back. Well, that's going to wrap up today's program, but I hope you'll join us tomorrow. Maybe invite somebody else to tune in as we continue talking about how to have faith in 2020. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.